Father Gary Zurr serves as the pastor there at Kaiser at St. Edward Parish. They just remodeled and rebuilt their church. It's beautiful right there on River Road. Spectacular view of the total solar eclipse. We have Father Gary with us this morning to reflect upon this amazing celestial phenomenon. Good morning, Father Gary.
Good morning.
So you live in the place where everybody's looking at.
That's right.
Kaiser, Oregon, for the total solar eclipse. What's been the buzz at St. Edward's?
Oh, it's just, I was excited about this 2.5 years ago. I brought it to my staff, and they kind of said, so what, you know? And being an astronomy buff since elementary school, this is the best. It's the most awesome natural phenomenon one can see. People travel all over the world to see these, and all we have to do is step out of our driveways down there, and it comes right overhead. And to me, it's just an incredible, it's a sign from God, you know. To me, and I think people that are thinking, as far as the Lord can reveal himself without giving the entire show away, this is a good example of how God winks at us and gives us a chance to think about how the natural phenomenon reflect the glory of God. To me, it's quite obvious, and I think it's going to be awesome. Hopefully, as long as it's not cloudy, you know.
We don't have any control over that, do we, Father? No, We can continue to pray, that's for sure.
That's right.
But as a Catholic priest, and you mentioned having an early interest in science astronomy, how do these two worlds come together, the priesthood and science?
Well, when I was young, you know, I wanted to be an astronomer. I read every book in the library, and I hate to say my age, but we hadn't even visited Mars yet. And It was the era when we were just seeing the surface of the moon for the first time. And now, of course, it's all changed. Even Pluto's been photographed. And a solar eclipse was kind of a mythological thing, which you see the corona of the sun, which even the biggest telescopes can't see without having an eclipse or some special equipment, but nothing like this. Even science today is expecting to find new phenomenon and new results from this eclipse as it goes across the United States. First one in 100 years to cross from one end to the other, only in the U.S., which is exciting. It's also a challenge. To me as a priest, it causes me to think about how God works in our lives, that he uses the circumstances of life to speak to us. And this is a pretty obvious one, but it's amazing how many people probably won't see God in it. To me, everything speaks of God, but this particularly does.
Can this be a good opportunity, Father Gary, for evangelization, to be able to talk about our faith when the whole country is talking about this solar eclipse?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I gave a sermon on this back in, it was of last year, and one of the readings talked about signs in the sun and the moon, and I said, you know, I got this incredible phenomenon coming overhead, and how it really struck the parish, I think, because I'm excited about it, so it was conveyed in this sermon I gave. And I think the gist of it, as far as the eclipse is concerned, is that I just find it awesome that if you go back, if the Earth is, let's say, 4 billion years old, at a certain point, maybe a couple of million years ago, the moon was closer to the Earth than it is now. It's been spiraling outward. It would have covered the entire sun, and there would be no corona to see. In another some odd billion years, the moon will continue to spiral out, and no one will ever see a total eclipse again from the surface of the Earth. We're still here. And so we're living at just the right time for this so-called coincidence in which the moon completely covers the sun. And I don't think it's a coincidence at all that we're here at this particular time, that we have the largest moon in the solar system, a very odd combination, almost a double planet. How did it get here? We don't know. But it's not entirely, but it's it just happens to cover the surface of the sun at just the right moment. In the same way, God just happens to speak to us in dramatic ways if we're noticing. If we don't want to notice him, he gives us the freedom to look the other way and call it a coincidence. It's about the same kind of coincidence as if you shook the Earth for 4 billion years and a 747 came out and started flying. Well, I think that's ridiculous also. I think this is very much a sign from God. And besides that, it's just plain old exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I bought the wrong kind of glasses online, and they sent note last week and said, don't use them. So I'm busy trying to find another pair this week. But, you know, God speaks through everything, and it'd just be exciting to see this, I think.
Yeah.
You know, don't have to get caught in traffic jams or...
You're right there.
Or we're right there. It's right outside my driveway.
So where will you be starting on Monday morning catching all of this?
I'll be locking all the gates to keep the hordes out of my backyard. Okay. I give the staff the day off because the traffic's going to be bad. And so it'll probably be just me in the church and hopefully a few I got a good photographer coming to take some pictures of the eclipse over our new building. That'll be exciting. Little old Salem Kaiser is the epicenter. We're the first major city in the U.S. to get the eclipse.
And you're the city of peace. Salem is known as the city of peace.
That's right.
Of course, it's state capital. So this 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima, she had a prayer and a message for peace. Here is the solar eclipse in 2017.
That's right.
Is that a coincidence, Father Gary?
No, I don't think so.
I might read things into this, but it just is encouraging.
No, we just heard the reading for the Assumption. Our Lady with the 12 stars on her head mm-hmm. and the moon under her feet, and she's compared to the moon that reflects the light of the Son of God. This really reflects the Son of God. That He is the light, and how dependent on natural phenomena we are. This earth in which we live on is just a thin, narrow band of air. The only island in the whole universe, as far as we know, that can support life is the only one we've got. And it's like an intricate mechanism that He's set up just for our benefit, for this brief life that we live in on earth, so we can have a choice, maybe 100 years if we're lucky to live that long, mm-hmm. if you want to live that long, to find God and to make a choice for Him. And then He gives us these great signs that maybe life isn't just a coincidence. Maybe there are all kinds of what we call coincidences that are actually God. He's winking at us. To me, it's a big wink from God. Mm. It's so obvious that it's God that allowed this reaching in through science. It's like Our Lady Guadalupe, which has kinds of scientific things in it that right. are winking at us from 500 years ago that God was really here. Mm. But if you don't want to see it, it can't be true, so it isn't true, so I'm not going to look at it. I'm going to call this a coincidence, because if it doesn't fit my worldview that there is a God, then it can't possibly be God, so I'm not going to look at it. But if God speaks to you from throughout your life, of course, God is speaking through this wonderful phenomenon. Many people, I'm sure, will get that message, and some, of course, don't want to hear that. And that's, God gives us the freedom to take our time in finding Him. But, one day we will all pass through the heavens and see it from the other side. Mm. As Dina Marie and I were talking just before we got on the air, one day we'll see this from another point of view. And it should be interesting to see how many ways God was winking at us. We need to get more sensitive to God, I think, in our lives. I really do.
Mm. Father Gary Zur with us from St. Edward Catholic Church, Kaiser, Oregon, USA, the home of the totality of the solar eclipse on Monday. Father, thanks for spending a little time with us today. Drive safely home, and I'd love to ask for your blessing over our listeners.
May Almighty God bless all of us. May we all come to understand more deeply the workings of God in our own lives. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.